welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today we're going to share a bit about how we make some of the decisions in our business as we plan to expand and grow, and we're hoping that this can help others who are trying to build a business, mm-hmm. particularly a market business.
Yeah, that's part of what we want to do is people to learn maybe from our mistakes.
Right.
And we do try to learn from our mistakes and challenges. And, you know, you're going to continue to have those. And hopefully we can overcome them.
Absolutely. And as you know from last week's podcast, we have been experiencing an unusual amount of rain mm-hmm. this June.
Yeah, it has rained a lot.
A lot. I don't even know what the final total is going to be.
It's going to be pretty high, I'm sure.
At least 1 week we had 9 inches here at the farm.
Yeah, 1 week we did, and that was a lot. And we already had a pretty good,
right,
pretty soaked soil.
So when that's saturated, the rain just accumulates or floods. We're having some erosion issues that we'll have to deal with when it dries out. So a lot of things to do.
Yep.
But one of the things that we had to decide in planning for the market, every Saturday morning is our farmers market. And we prepare and do a lot of our preparation for that on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we have to prepare. You can't just get up and go because we have to have product ready, for one thing. And I want the produce to be as fresh as it can
right.
be. So I wait and I harvest on Friday. And so, and then, you know, of course, there's loading the truck and making the scone bags. And there's a lot of work put into going to market.
Right. And you mentioned scone bags. We label and we have an insert that kind of protects the scones and holds them a little bit. So there's some assembly required for scone bags in addition to the labeling. And then I also prep all of my ingredients mm-hmm. because we start at 3:30 on Saturday mornings and we need to move through that quickly.
Yeah, we don't have time to get ingredients
Measure,
ready.
None of that.
Put bags together. There's nothing because we don't have time to put the bags together
right.
and get the ingredients and those sort of things on Saturday morning. We have to get to baking scones.
Absolutely. So it
well, you get to baking scones.
You package.
And I package them.
And it is kind of a continuous assembly line mm-hmm. once we get started.
And we're so getting kind of good at it, really.
We are. And it is an enjoyable time, at least for me.
Yeah, it is.
Early in the morning, and it's usually quiet in the house, and it's a time that we talk
yeah,
while we're making scones.
We do some business planning,
we do.
Actually.
Yes. But when we have weather issues, that really impacts us.
It's tough to make a decision.
It is. And there have been a couple of weeks during June where we've been watching the forecast for the week ahead, and it has not looked good.
No, because pretty much we have rain every day.
We have.
And so I'm a garden geek, so I have a bunch of weather apps, and I have to watch the weather every day. But I start looking at that about on Monday to see what is it going to look like on Saturday, and then we watch that through the week. Well, it used to be, I mean, this is our fourth year, I think,
right.
for doing markets. It was extremely rare that a market would be rained out.
Right.
Very rare. I only remember
like
one time out of all those years that it was actually canceled for rain. So it's rare. Well, it seems like lately, pretty much every Saturday, there has been a chance of rain since market started in early May.
And rain we can deal with.
Yeah, we can deal with rain.
Drizzle,
We've learned to accommodate the wind after the tragedy with our tents, which I think we did talk about having to replace our awnings.
But we have awesome red and white.
We are the circus. Yes.
Now. Yeah.
And we stand out.
Yes, we do.
But we've been having thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Lightning, wind, torrential downpours.
Yeah. And you can't protect your product.
Right.
In a tent.
And we have an open bed truck that we haul a lot of stuff in.
So by the time we get to town, we don't want everything soaked. Of course, the scones are inside, but.
Right. So all of that has been something we've really had to contend with and decide either are we going to cancel, even if the market goes forward.
Which we don't like to do that.
We do not want to do that, if at all possible.
No.
And at what point do you make that decision? Because you're also advertising.
Right. I start advertising usually about midweek. We start advertising scone flavors, some of the produce that we'll be bringing to market. If you're making jam, what flavor you're making right now. So yeah, I start marketing all week.
Right. And it's hard to decide sometimes.
It's very hard to decide because we don't want to lose money. And as far as, you know, if we're preparing, getting up and baking scones and the bags and all that, you know, if we don't sell that, we're not going to eat those scones.
Right.
And so we give them away and it basically is a loss.
It is.
It's a loss of income.
So we, the first time we had this, the first week, we went ahead, we moved forward. And we did cut back last minute on the number of scones, but we still did have a fair amount of loss. The weatherman failed us.
Yeah, we were watching the forecast, looking at radar. It looked like we were going to have a little bit of break in the rain. And, you know, everything we knew, the market was on. So.
But the market was on, but we couldn't make a decision about what was happening.
Yeah, we went back and forth and, you know, we needed to let people know. We had to decide because it's either go or not.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and went with it, loaded the truck. I picked produce, bagged it or packaged it and had it all ready to go in the refrigerators. And so we went ahead with preparing for scones and hope for the best.
Right. And we did cut back at the last minute, but yeah, really not enough because the break that was forecasted in the weather did not happen.
It never happened. In fact, it poured.
Poured.
But there were three other vendors that did the same thing that we did. So there were three of us there with baked goods and two of us there with produce. And we all huddled under an awning,
part of the building.
Part of the building. So that was nice, but it was fairly awful.
It was. So then the next week rolled around and the forecast didn't really look a lot better.
No, it didn't early on in the week. But as we got closer to the end of the week, that started to change a little.
It did, but.
But we'd been burnt
the week before. Absolutely. That is an excellent term for it. And when we moved through the week, we were talking about even up to Thursday evening, it was, we're canceling. We're not going.
Yeah.
Friday morning, it was like, well.
Yeah, the forecast was looking better. But, you know, we just had this experience the week before where we had a lot of leftover produce and I mean, literally, some of that went into the compost.
Sure.
Which makes me sick. I hate doing that.
Gave away what we could.
Yeah, we gave away as much as we could. And then we had a lot of leftover scones.
And we gave those away.
And we gave them away. And we decided we don't want to do that every week. We can't.
Right. So we cut back again and decided to keep moving forward. And it turned out to be a fairly decent day. It rained early, but it turned out okay.
Yeah, I think it had stopped raining by the time the market started.
Right.
Actually, maybe by the time we set up our tent, we were there a little after 7 because we were trying to wait a little
bit. Right, we were waiting it out.
But you cut the scones about in half of what we normally bring.
Right, and it worked out well this time.
It did. Yeah, it did. We sold out of all of our produce. We sold out of all of our scones. So that was a good decision.
It was. But that's something that if you're going to be in this farmer's market business, is going to be a challenge.
If, yeah, you particularly can't control the weather.
If you're at an outdoor market, yeah, as most farmer's markets are, we all bring our own tent and set up, and you really have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, you do, because we want to be there as often. Absolutely. I mean, because the produce doesn't stop, for sure. And so, you know, I have stuff to harvest, and I want to harvest that and take it to the market.
Yes.
And so it's a tough thing to decide, you know, but the first time I kind of wish we would have just, we came so close to canceling.
We did.
But we're not quitters.
That's right.
And, you know, everything, it was still a go as far as we knew. The market was still on. And so we decided if it's still on, we're going.
And we did.
And we did. But we did take a loss. We had a lot of fun with the vendors, though.
It was a great time with yeah, vendors.
We had fun. I mean, we were playing and taking videos, so right, we did have a good time.
But the next week after that went much better. We gauged it better, so we had yeah, that experience that we learned from.
We only set up one tent instead of two.
Right, so we kind of had a plan and had cut back on harvest and scone preparation, and it did. It all worked out that time.
Yeah, it was much, much better. So we learned.
We did. And we hope that all of you can learn from our experiences, right, too, as we share our good, bad, ugly, fails, successes.
That's right.
All of it.
Yeah, we put it all out there for you.
That's right.
But this was not the best decision we've ever made. And, you know, it didn't hurt us a lot. We did have customers that showed up.
We
did.
We had some faithful customers.
Yeah. I mean, we were willing to bring the product out to people's cars, but we had people that showed up and bought from every vendor that was there that day. And so we so appreciate those people that made a special effort to come out in the pouring rain to support a bunch of crazy people.
So if you are a customer at the farmer's market, know that any time you show up, rain, shine, heat, wind, all of us on the vendor side truly appreciate your effort to come out to the farmer's market and shop all the vendors there.
Right. We really do appreciate that. And, you know, for that particular day that it was so awful, when people pulled up, it was so funny because we could see like the main road from where we were standing, and we would see a car turn in the parking lot. We'd all start cheering.
We did.
It really got kind of comical because we were wet and, you know, our product was wet, and we were cheering every time we would see a car. So we made the best of it, but not the best thing that we could have done.
Right.
So there you have it. We make plenty of mistakes, but we're not quitters either.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.